Now then, we have to get on to Buddhism. And in order to introduce Buddhism, it's necessary to remember the whole background of the world view of India. In other words, what we're going to study, first of all, to understand Buddhism, is Indian cosmology, just as you would have to study the cosmology of the Ptolemaic view of the world in order to understand Dante, and in order to understand lots of things about medieval Christianity. So the cosmology of the Hindus, their view of the universe, has come right into Japanese life through Buddhism, but it antedates Buddhism. Buddhism simply adopted it as a matter of course, just as now if you invented a new religion, you would probably adopt the cosmology of modern astronomy. Well, now, how does the Hindu see the world? You know, there are really three great views of the world that human beings have had. And they go, one is the Western view of the world, which looks upon the world as a construct, an artifact, by analogy with ceramics and carpentry. Then there is the Hindu view of the world, which is dramatic, looks on it as a play. And then the Chinese view, which is organic and looks upon the world as an organism, a body. But the Hindu view sees it as a drama. And it's simply this: there is what there is, and always was and always will be, which is called the self. That in Sanskrit is Atman, A-T-M-A-N. And the Atman is also called Brahman, Brahman from the root Bri, to grow, to expand, to swell, is actually related to our word breath. So, Brahman, the self, according to the Hindu view, plays hide and seek with itself for always and always and always. How far out, how lost can you get? So here, each one of us, according to the Hindu idea, is the Godhead, on purpose, getting lost, for the fun of it. And how terrible it can get at times. But won't it be nice when you wake up? That's sort of the basic idea. And I found it's an idea that any child can understand. It has great simplicity and great elegance. Now, in part of this cosmology, we must understand another feature of this conception of the universe. Not only, you remember now, the kalpas, the periods of time, the yugas, the qualities of the time through which the universe goes, but there's the final thing, which are called the six worlds, or the six paths of life. And this is very important for Buddhism, although it comes from Hinduism, is represented in what is called the Pava Chakra.